following is a duplicate of tape 1, side 2 of an interview with Sui Ying Wong, conducted for the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project.
You were saying about your...
My grandfather before, they tell me that he come before, they don't have the room at all. You get a live letter for the people who take a group. Uh-huh. Yeah, all the people write letters, send money to China, uh-huh. Write letters. Uh-huh. And then they vote, they can sell them their money, uh-huh. And each sell it to the group. We don't have a group, we only
so your grandfather actually came here during the gold rush years,
yeah.
And he didn't have to work in the
yeah.
gold mine.
He
just write
the
he
letter.
Just wrote a letter for
well,
the miners.
The miners.
Wow.
I heard they say it.
Wow. Yeah. Really nice.
Yeah.
Did he get a lot of money?
Oh, I don't know. He got a little bit of money. Everybody votes. Okay.
Did,
I hope they say, but I don't know. I never know.
Did he ever go back to China?
Oh.
Your grandfather?
Yeah, he was dying. Only one time go back to China.
Uh-huh.
Well, come here one time.
Uh-huh.
He don't come back too many times. Not back and forth.
Oh, I see. And was your father born in here or in China? And so then your grandfather went back. And then never come back
mm-hmm.
to the
mm-hmm.
United States.
Make your money, go home to the house and buy some farm. Like
that's all they wanted to
yeah,
do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. Now people a generation.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So your father came at that time, your grandfather was not here, or you didn't know?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh. So your father actually came here probably when he was...
I don't know how long
years.
He was here. I don't know how many years he
mm-hmm.
That's
true. So, but when you were a child at home, did you always, your mother or your family always mention about your father?
The
United States, and what he did, or what he didn't mention
yeah.
much about. Mm-hmm. So what kind of a language do you speak at home? You know, like when you came to Los Angeles?
Paishanhua.
With the Paishanhua.
Yeah. Most of Paishanhua. Still like Paishanhua.
Still Paishanhua, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Since you work in this produce market, and did you associate with mostly non-Chinese?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So
yeah.
most of your customers are non-Chinese,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And but did you have any association with a Chinese friend?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What do they do, most of them?
They market together with that one, somewhere.
So those people, most of them are Chinese.
Yeah, those are, well, I mean, all Chinese can make one thing.
Ah, Nongchan Xiongwei, all belong for Chinese, I
yeah.
see. And so...
We got the most, before first time, yeah, we got maybe 40-50 house numbers. Now we're only few members, not even...
You mean like in the 30s, they have about 50 or 40 or 50
yeah, before, houses. Before, like, some house, some little house, some big house. You know.
Right.
But now only maybe
about
not even 20.
Really? Uh-huh.
Maybe not even 20 members. I don't know.
How
come? Oh, some people don't go kind of, some people into marketing. They, they're born here, they don't like it among the Christians.
You mean the American-born...
Yeah,
American-born.
In other words, the
younger generation decides...
Only to come from China, start to get up early, and work around our... But now that you're in there, don't work so long. Now you're in there, only 8 hours.
So when you said you belong to this Xiongwei, and do you have to pay dues?
How much
do you have to pay? Did they ever raise the dues since the 20?
No, I don't think. It is somebody coming to donation.
What did they do for you? I mean,
once a month,
and you meet, and what did you discuss usually? About what?
About business.
How much do you have to charge, and what's the price, and things like that?
The big house is trying, you know. You
mean the big houses want to get more customers?
I mean, in some way, and told all the members, don't go too long there.
And do they mind if you buy the vegetables from other people who are not the Xiongwei members? You don't have to buy it.
Buy what you want, something you like.
So like most people you associate with Chinese in Xiongwei and then American customers.
Yeah.
Did you ever associate with the other minority groups like the Japanese?
You buy any house you want.
How about you have
the big house is the dialect from farmer.
And how about the black? American black people?
No business. Still now even they have no house.
No houses. Do you have any chance to deal with any black customers or black friends?
I
think most of your friends were Chinese, you know, so you feel you were more Chinese or more American? They are all friends,
yeah.
How about yourself? How you feel about yourself? You feel very Chinese? American also,
both. But I'm not. I'm the Susan, anyway. I'm not the Susan man.
So you just work hard working and.
I don't like you. Kind of time, good shot, you know. I'm not that big kind of shot.
So, like in the family at home, that you always speak Chinese, and with the children, you also speak Chinese. You mentioned that you were a member of Indonesia, Zhongwei. Do you also belong to any other organization?
Is an application. Application for the whole month.
What's the name of each organization?
I mean, the whole market. Application.
Application. I see.
And then you're in trouble or something.
I see. And then, did you also belong to this produce market association or something?
Did they have that?
But the one that you belong to was Shangwei for Chinese. Was there any Shangwei for all the houses?
That's for all the houses.
And then we deal with the union. When did that start, the union thing?
I think 1936, 1937.
I see. Did that help?
Well, it helped cut less work, better for me.
Cut down a lot of work.
Don't work so much hours.
So actually, the Chinese like it.
Or most Chinese.
Some people don't like it. I'm not union man.
You are not union man. Why? How come you didn't join? No, you say you don't join the boss.
The boss, I see. Only the worker joined the union. But you think the union is very good.
Well, cut down our working hours.
How about the salary? So did the union member get more pay, you know, after they joined the union?
They make contract, so much hours like that.
And now, still with that union.
I book now, I don't have no union. I book now, go old. You know, after I show the vision, come back, I want to join the union. They say, you're so old, don't join.
So at home you speak your son and also speak Chinese with the children.
Yeah.
Do they all speak Chinese?
Yeah, my day small, but now they speak English.
How about with mother?
Huh?
With their mother?
Some English. Our children speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Except the youngest one, they speak less.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Before my children go to Chinese school.
All of the seven went to Chinese school?
Everybody went.
How many years did they go to Chinese school?
A few years.
Which Chinese school did they go?
Adam. Adam school.
Chinese school for a few years. Did they like it?
I mean, for how many hours? 46. Did they like it? Some like it, some didn't.
Some like it, some didn't. So after school, they went home and they didn't have to help any work, you know, with your business, you know, in the market. They never go there and help.
No. After I finished school, they finished school time,
But they're doing the summer vacation?
Yeah,
or?
Sometimes. The boy has to do summer vacation.
I see. So they, when they help, did you pay them?
Not much pay, but
you did pay them, right?
Not much pay.
Did you keep a lot of the like Chinese tradition, Chinese customs at home, like here, to celebrate any Chinese holidays?
Oh, in here,
cannot celebrate,
but no burn firecracker.
No firecracker.
New Year, I burn firecracker.
New Year, only New Year.
New
right.
Year, but it's not. Like that. Like a Chinese New Year, no can.
I see. So, well, only the Chinese New Year you burn firecracker?
Not here. No. American New Year.
I see.
I burn firecracker.
Oh, American New Year.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, if he's dying,
uh-huh.
You can shoot.
Midnight.
So,
yeah.
So I burn firecracker.
How about the other, say, like May the
5th,
New Year's
Day. Not here. Not here.
No,
Zhongqiu.
No. Not here.
Chinatown.
Oh, Chinatown. Yeah. But did you come to Chinatown? Since you live south of the Chinatown, you know, you live...
I live in Chinatown. Now,
what did you do? You know, you go there by Song?
By Song.
Mr. Wang is pretty good Mandarin. So, like, in 1923 you came here and you worked in the produce market right away. Did you, at that time, go to Chinese, Chinatown? At that time, I believe, it was the old Chinatown.
Yeah.
Do you remember how the old Chinatown looked? Was the old business or some people lived there?
Yeah, not much business at that time. Not much, small business, but less than, Chinese herb store.
And some people live there, right? Some residential houses there. Some people live there in old Chinatown.
Some live there. Up there, before the Union Depot, used to be Chinatown.
Yeah.
And then they tear down the Union Depot. And then they come back up here and make some small little quarters and some tents. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And
How often did you come to old Chinatown when you were, you know, like before you were married? You came every week or every day or?
No, I would come. Sometimes once a week, sometimes not. Sometimes once a week, sometimes more.
You also, you know, came to Chinatown for food and for gongzuo. When did you join the gongzuo? Before you were married?
No, I don't think so. Not that time I don't join yet.
You joined much later, probably before World War II. Who were eligible to join the gongzuo? You mean 10% of the Wongs who joined the Gongzuo? How come they didn't like the Gongzuo?
They live in all spread.
Belong to any Gongzuo, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So, did they collect dues also?
One year collected. Sometimes they live in.
Did you get together for like banquet things? You have to pay though.
I don't pay. My children have to pay. I get free.
Oh, that's very good.
I
buy
a donation.
Right
now I don't have to pay. Over 70 years, I'm still free.
Oh, that's good. You came to Chinatown only for food or for gongzuo, and did you come to Chinatown for any recreation things like da mahjong or?
Not before. Right now sometimes I go play a little bit.
But before?
No, that time.
No time to play, huh?
No.
Did you go to the movies or?
Now it's all right. I haven't been to a movie long time.
But when you were young, like
young
20 years old, before you were married, were there any Chinese movie at that time?
I don't even have much. I can't come over, but listen.
Why? There were not many audience? They didn't understand it or they didn't like it?
But I think the guy got to make money with them.
Did they bring the singers from China?
That's all. San Francisco is still not brought up.
Yeah, but not in Los Angeles.
No.
But how about movies? So did you watch both American movies or Chinese movies?
No, I haven't watched it in a long time.
like before?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah, both. Now I've got television.
Stay home, watch the TV now. And how about the food? Did you eat the Chinese food all these years? Mostly Chinese food. And how about when any one of the family members got sick? Did you use the Chinese medicine or go to American doctor?
Chinese medicine.
Both. The Chinese doctor, do you have a special Chinese doctor you went to? Since your father was in your Thai Paul. Yeah, but your father has some Chinese friends who were in prison. No, you don't know any of them.
I got some relatives with Chinese doctor.
Oh, you have relatives with Chinese doctors.
No, the Chinese doctor, you know, you can go like this.
Oh, right. But they will treat any kind of ailment and then...
Ailments, some form, and, you know, like, and maybe, you know, like inside people, you know,
Do you eat the Chinese medicine?
Yeah.
Bao yao.
Yeah.
How about the children? Do they take it?
Yeah, they didn't lie down. Bao dai yun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and his stomach.
How about food? Do you sometimes cook some? I mean, your parents, your wife, when she cooks, does she put some like Chinese herb with the Chinese food, like sky, salt? So you do use them?
We don't use, but I don't use much now.
So, did you ever watch the American ball games or sports?
Not my hobby.
Not your hobby. Yeah. Do you have any hobbies?
Not too much hobby. Before, you know, working here, long time no vacation.
Never had a vacation. Before they cannot do anything.
Right now, every year you got vacation. 1 week, 2 weeks. Look longer, you got 3 4 weeks.
Yeah. What the other people do in the produce market, like the young workers, you know, they work, and do they ever play anything, like they play ball or anything? Before, when they were young, working there, in the 20s or 30s even 40s. What kind of a game they play? Do you know?
Oh, they go play. They some people play ball. They got some people who play volleyball.
And they play volleyball.
Yeah.
Do they play with the American dolls?
Yeah, they play with people. Chinese volleyball very famous in in Hong Kong, Guangzhou,
but how about here, though, in Los Angeles?
Yeah, they were some place, San Francisco, Canada, they come in this year.
Even before, like 1920 or 30? No, nobody played.
High power.
I see. Pai Gao. It's different.
Pai Gao, great ball,
shuttle, volleyball. And so you belong to Wang Ji Gongwei and Gong Zhou.
Yeah.
And did you also belong to other?
No, any other association.
How about your friends? Did they all belong to your friends, for example, your cousin?
Mm.
Did he belong to Gong Zhou also? How about your cousin? Did he ever take like a treasurer or secretary job or something like that? He didn't. He seems very successful and made a lot of money. Get houses. When was the first time you were able to buy a house? Because you ran your cousin's house.
Yeah. I bought one house in that time. Bought one cheap house in $1,500.
$1,500. Oh, that's
normal? No, not that. That one.